Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. You are listening to All About Real Estate. If you've got any questions, any comments about real estate, you want to call in. Our number is 410-922-6680. We'd love to hear from you. Want to tell you about a really special new listing that I got this week. I'm delighted to work with the owner of this home. I actually only met him about, I think it's less than 2 weeks ago. And in that time, we were able to go in, declutter, clean, paint, and make it move-in ready. That is really an accomplishment. Sometimes it can take 6 months to be able to do that. But when you've got a team that is knowing exactly what you want, able to get your home ready, that's how you can do it faster. If you're interested in selling your home, if you're interested in getting it on the market quickly, give me a call. I'll give you those pointers. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. So this home that I'm telling you about is in Parkville, zip code 21234. It is a three-bedroom, ranch-styled home. It is situated in the area called Hallmark Manor. It's delightful. It features a beautifully paved driveway, a fenced yard. The driveway goes right into the side door of the kitchen. That kitchen is warm, inviting. It's an eat-in kitchen. It's perfect for casual dining, for your brunches, for coffee, etc. And the open floor plan provides ample space for the living room, dining room, and den. When I say those rooms, because it's open, you literally can arrange your furniture to create the custom rooms that you want. There are two powder rooms, which are separated by a tub, and we talked about that last week. Outside, you've got a large fenced backyard with two, not one, but two large storage sheds, ideal for organizing your tools, your hobbies, extra belongings, and the bright lower level is a true gem. A gem, not gym. It could be a gym. It's clean. It's dry. It's ready for you to transform it into your custom workshop, office, extra bedrooms, or fun rec room for family and friends. We have a brand new electric panel. It is in move-in ready condition. It's just waiting for you. It is located near Double Rock Park. It's located near Franklin Square Hospital, easy access from White Marsh and Towson. And if you really hurry to, this is the October 26th. If you hurry and your finances are in order and you're working with the real estate agent, you could actually be in this house by Thanksgiving. You should call, you should get a tour of the home immediately. And as I'm speaking to you, I have two people who are asking to view the home this afternoon. I will confirm those appointments as soon as I'm done with the radio show. So again, one of the things I really just want to share talking about this new listing is that so many people are so concerned about the high prices of homes in Baltimore. And I hear young people say, we'll never, ever be able to buy in Baltimore. They're just too costly. And I thought I would share with you that the home that I just told you about, plus another home on Bentlow, 3123 Bentlow, James Place, both are under $350,000. That's for family homes. One is a rancher, one is a split level, three-bedroom homes, big yards, fenced yards. If you're interested in buying a home and somebody says you can't get one for under $350,000, give me a call. If you're working with a real estate agent, have them give me a call. I think that you definitely can find a home if you have some patience. If you are working with the right agent, if you are open to the areas. So here are two homes. One is in 21207. One is in 21234. A three-bedroom rancher, a three-bedroom split level, they are ready to be purchased. Give me a call if you're interested in either one of these. Give me a call if you're working with a real estate agent so I can work directly with them. And again, you just might discover the perfect place for you right here in Baltimore County without breaking the bank. Any questions about, please, please give me a call. Again, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And you can reach us right now at 410-922-6680. It's been a wonderful, wonderful, busy week, wonderfully busy week. And got so much to tell you. Gonna try to answer some of the questions that you've been asking during the week. I had someone who called about they were from out of state, asking how to get their name off of a deed. They thought they had just co-signed for the house, but they didn't. They more than co-signed. When I looked it up, I checked the deed, they actually were in title. Now, they were in title as tenants in entirety. Tenants in entirety, if you want to look it up, is meant only for a married couple. This was a brother sister. They obviously were not married, and the sister thought she only put she was only co-signing, but in all truth she actually was on the deed, tenants in entirety, and which meant she also was on the loan. Little bit of a problem. And if there's an attorney out there who wants to address this, I'd love to hear. Obviously, someone made a mistake. Obviously, someone titled this deed as entirety. And with an unmarried couple, how does that get rectified? If you give me a call, you can call right now if you're an attorney or somebody who's really knowledgeable in wills and deeds. Give us a call right here, 410-922-6680. I do get the most interesting questions during the week, and hopefully I can give you plenty more conversation about that. Wanted to talk about, this is more for the real estate agents. I mean, this show is all about real estate. I want it to be information for people who are buying, for people who are selling, for people who are looking for their family, and for the general real estate, our entire profession. And wanted to share with you that when you go to take a listing. You need to remember with any business that you need to recognize that not every single client is a perfect fit for you. It can be tempting to take on every single opportunity, but give yourself permission to walk away occasionally from those people who you feel from the beginning there's just not the right fit. You're not comfortable, or when you're in the beginning of the relationship and you see their phone number come up and you cringe. These are not people that you should be working with. I'm calling them toxic clients. It's not only an act of self-care, but also a step toward nurturing a healthier business environment. So when you encounter clients, whether they're buyers, whether they're sellers, whether they're contractors whose attitude clashes with your values, whether they lack appreciation or kindness or respect, it's really okay to reassess that relationship. You deserve to work with individuals who recognize and value your contributions. So by choosing to walk away from those challenges, those dynamics, you're not only protecting your well-being, you're also making the space for clients who have your same goal in mind and respect in mind. And those are the ones who appreciate what you do. Those are the ones that you cannot do enough for. And do not be afraid to be able to say goodbye to somebody if you don't work with them. I'm talking about real estate agents choosing buyers and sellers. I'm also talking about buyers and sellers choosing real estate. It works both ways. And I think this shift will not only enhance your emotional well-being, but it will also reflect positively on your business reputation. Because when you prioritize quality over quantity, you attract serious, honest, and kind individuals who align with your values. These are the clients who will appreciate what you do, creating stronger, long-lasting relationships. So those of you who I've worked with who have called me during the week, even though it's been 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago that I helped you buy or sell a house, I really appreciate you. And you are the ones that I want to continue working with. If, again, you find that person who drains your spirit, walking away is a sign of strength, not weakness. It's interesting. I was once on a listing appointment, and I actually didn't go. They called me, and I didn't have the right feelings. I didn't like the way they were talking to me. And I said, you know, how did you get my name? What do you know about me? And they said, do you want to list this house or not? And I said, not. And the next day I got a call from a relatively top real estate agent in the business. And they said, we need to ask you a question. Did you tell these people that you wouldn't take them and that you had a waiting list? And I said, yeah, we're talking about the house at 123 Main Street. I absolutely did. She said, I didn't believe it. The only way I would turn down a listing, I wouldn't turn down a listing as long as they could fog a mirror. And okay, we do business very, very differently. So again, if you've got a client, a buyer, a seller, anybody that you're working with in any kind of business that drains your spirit, walk away. We're going to talk more about that and about other properties and different subjects. Again, if you have any calls, give me a call right here on the radio, 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
You believe everyone deserves a second chance. Sharp-Dressed Man does too. Sharp-Dressed Man supports individuals returning to our community with the clothing they need to re-enter the workforce with dignity. November 22nd, our 2025 Holiday Gala brings together hearts and hands to uplift neighbors who need support. Join us in celebrating transformation, rebuilding lives, and restoring hope. Visit sharpdressedman.org to learn more. Sharp-Dressed Man, putting dignity back into the journey.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and our call-in number, if you'd like to talk to us, 410-922-6680. Some time ago, when I realized that the homes that I was really enjoying marketing and listing and selling always wound up being very unusual homes, and I coined the word clone O'Neill. And I teasingly said, here's why I don't sell them, but I do, obviously, as I've told you, that probably the most popular home in the Baltimore or in the Maryland area is that four-bedroom, colonial, side-loading garage, finished basement, right school system, etc. That's the ones I call clone-onial, because if you want to buy a home in Maryland, in Baltimore, and you know you're not going to be here for more than a year or two or three, and you want the best resale value, in my opinion, that's the home that you buy. But many of us really want that unique home, the ones that are not like the other ones, the ones that are not cookie cutter homes. So if you're looking for a unusual home, whatever it may be, if you have an unusual home to sell, that's what I like, because so many people will go in when they're ready to sell their house and they'll get advice with, you can't sell the house. This is too unusual. You're going to have to lower the price. You're going to have to neutralize it. If you've got interesting colors, or you're mid-century modern, or you've got two bedrooms upstairs and five downstairs. Just if your home is just a different configuration, those are the fun homes for me. And yes, they do take longer. They do take more advertising. They do take more showings. And as they say, they stay on the market longer, because it's important to find that really specific person who's looking for that home. And one of my favorite stories, I was working with a couple, and they gave me a list of what they wanted, all written out. That had to be two-story, it had to be energy efficient, it had to have an attached garage, it had to have a room for a hot tub, it needed to be modern, it needed to be in Baltimore County, whole list of what they wanted in a home. So I took this list, I studied this list, and I started taking them to homes in good condition in Baltimore County that met their criteria, garages, hot tubs, the whole nine yards. And then I realized, after showing them several homes, this may not be what they want. This is what they're saying what they want. But I said, you guys trust me. I'd like to show you another home. And I took them to a completely different neighborhood. I took them to a home that was historic. It had old windows. Nope, they weren't energy efficient. It did not have a garage. It didn't have that huge modern kitchen that they were asking for. But for some reason, when we walked in and I took a look at their face, they were home, and they went, "How did you figure this out?" And I said, well, you know, you told me exactly what you wanted, but I was watching your reactions each time we went into a home, and you never looked like you felt home. I just ask you to trust me. Let's go see this home. And I think the minute both of you walked in, the sparkle was there. You were in love. And basically, you bought the house. And to this day, we still laugh about this. I have saved their list of what they wanted and their list of what's in the house they have now. So you need to listen differently than just what's on paper. And you need to listen differently to both of the people, or three of the people, if you've got kids. What do they really want in a house? Where should it be? What are the features? And there's a different way of listening, because if you said, I want a four-bedroom house in Baltimore County with four bedrooms and a side-loading garage and a finished basement and such a zip code near such and such a school, hey, the computer can give that information to you. When you want to have a house that is specific to you, something that really you're looking for something special, That's when you need somebody who specializes in these unique properties. And if you call me and say, I can't sell my house because it is either in a weird location, it's sitting on the railroad tracks, the bedrooms are in the basement, whatever, we will find the right person for that. So I relate this a lot, and you've probably heard me say this before. When you're looking for a house, that sometimes it's kind of like when you were dating. You totally made a list. I want somebody who is tall and athletic and blonde and lives in a certain area and makes me laugh and, you know, all kinds of things that you pick out, looks like the movie star. And what you fall in love with is the short, fat, you know, guy who is an attorney, and there is no love right there. So again, you say what you want, and then it's not until you actually meet that person or meet that house that you know that it's the right person. When you walk into that right home, and for many of us, when you meet that right person, that speaks to you and you know. And over the years, I have built a career around helping people fall in love with homes. What I say is, I'm not selling you a home. What I'm doing is I'm introducing you to houses for you to fall in love with. And maybe you're looking at houses that another agent may overlook. The homes that are hard to describe, they're hard to photograph, they're hard to categorize. The homes that others think just won't sell may not need to be neutralized. They may not need to be stripped away with what makes this home unique. Learn what kind of property you are working with, what kind of seller, and then what kind of buyer that you're working with. And I made it my mission to match one-of-a-kind homes with buyers who are looking for more than just another colonial. So yes, I did coin the word clone-onial. I don't sell them, but I certainly, if you have a wonderful two-story colonial with a side-loading garage. I know I just referred someone, and this home fit that bill, to a friend of mine, and they are marketing it, and it will probably sell in a minute. So again, looking for a house, looking to sell a unique house, give me a call. It is so interesting to see what you think you really want and what you actually wind up with. Anybody have any stories about this? I'd love to hear from you. You can reach us right now at 410-922-6680. Tell you about a couple more homes that are on the market. I have a stone cottage in Cheswold that it is charming. As I said, it's a stone cottage. It showcases handcrafted details throughout. It features updated systems. It's got a turn 10 roof. That's a forever roof, pretty much so. Cozy fireplace, two bedrooms, versatile spaces in the attic and the lower level that can be additional studios or bedrooms or offices. The owner, with architectural expertise, has made this house about as perfect as you can make a house. A house being 80 years plus has everything in it working perfectly. And I think the craftsmanship in this home is also perfect. If you're thinking about a cottage in this area, give me a call. I'll give you more details on it. I'll give you a tour of it. If you're working with a real estate agent, don't hesitate. Have them call me or give me their name, and I will call them. And let's see if we can't find the right type of home for you. I hear people say, you know, we've been looking for a year. We've been looking for 2 years. We've been looking for 3 years. We can't find what we want. And those are the interesting people, because I think many times they do want know what they want, but you have to be careful. Sometimes you could have people who just have analysis paralysis and can't make decision on a home. Again, you've got to size it up. It's a lot of psychology that goes on in real estate and in selling of any kind of business. So if you've got questions, if you want to talk about that, if you are thinking about selling that unusual home, if you've got a home that you want to sell, but you can't sell it till you find your next home, all of these things are real concerns. Give us a call. You're listening to All About Real Estate, 410-922-6680. We will be back right after the break.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400. Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can also text to that number, so that if you had a question for me right now or even during the week, text me and I can get back to you or get the answer on the show for you. I have a couple more properties that I want to tell you about. The cooperative at 11 Slade, I have several units there that are ready to move in. One is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, very large, I forgot what floor it's on, fourth floor, that is an estate sale, has its own washer-dryer in the unit, has a huge balcony that runs the entire length of the living room and dining room. If you're interested in maybe making a great buy on a co-op in 11 Slade, give me a call. I've got one ready for you. If you're working with a real estate agent, again, you can have them call me if they need to know more information about what a co-op is. I have one that will be coming on the market, which is a three-bedroom, two-bath, in move-in condition, also a corner unit. It is a beauty. It is big open kitchen with granite, window over the sink, has its own washer-dryer, has a full balcony that runs that entire length of almost the entire unit, It is a three-bedroom, but it's being used as a two-bedroom and den. Any questions, any interest in a co-op, give me a call. And one other one that I have is a studio. It is also in that building, Baltimore County, only co-op in all of Baltimore County. This is a six-floor unit. It, as I said, it's a studio. You can have it furnished or not furnished. It would be a great buy if you needed for one person to have this lovely place to live. It has a balcony, and you have all the amenities that any of the co-ops in the building have. You have the doorman and the front door person, exercise room, your utilities, your heat, your air conditioning, your water, and your taxes are included in the co-op fees. So if you are thinking about a co-op, give me a call. Two out of these three are ready to move in right now. And again, as I said before, if you bought today, you could be in for Thanksgiving dinner this year, which it's 4 weeks away, not a problem. We can make it happen. In fact, the several homes that I mentioned to you, the 8602 David Avenue and 21234, could be purchased, and you could have the home ready for that Thanksgiving dinner, because the only thing you need to do right now is to put your furniture in it, put your clothes in it, set the dining room table, and you're ready. House is clean as a whistle. So if you're thinking about moving before the end of the year, please give me a call. It is a good time to buy if you are ready to buy. It's a good time to sell if you are ready and your house is ready. I wanted to hit you with a couple of things. It looks like what we're doing is so very easy. From the time we put that for sale sign up to the time that we put a sold sign, meaning in the computer, it's sold, it's settled, the funds have been transferred. There's a lot that happens between too late and settled, so that when you get your home under contract, what I call too late, yes, it's exciting. You've got a buyer who wants to buy. Now the work starts. There is the space between the signed contract. You've got boxes, tapes, rooms that echo a little bit, emotions run high. Sellers tell me things like, I didn't think it would be this hard. Maybe I should have waited. There's still that ache of leaving something behind, because a home isn't just walls and windows. It's where life happens. And this stretch can be very tough, not because of the paperwork, because of the heart work. Not hard, heart, H-E-A-R-T. The right agent helps guide you through this in-between time, handling those inspections, handling deadlines, handling details, while also understanding what the move feels like. And as a former nurse, I can tell you this, that caring for yourself during this time is just as important as caring for the house, the one that you're leaving behind. Make sure you get some rest. Don't skip meals. You don't want your blood sugar to be low at times where you're under this emotional stress. Prepare for those moments. They are normal. Selling a home takes energy. It takes physical and emotional strength, and you can't pour from an empty cup. Keep your cup full. So selling a home, again, more than a transaction, it's a transition. One chapter of life to the next. It's normal to feel joy along with sadness, relief, nostalgia, all in the same breath. So if you find yourself somewhere between that for sale sign, that too late sign, and that settle sign, take a deep breath. You're not just closing a deal. You're turning the page, and that's a big, beautiful step forward. Any questions, you can call me after the show, 410-530-2400, and we're going to step out for a break.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Join me for Casey and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for breaking news and stimulating talk. It's where MAGA Maryland meets to start to take back our state. Start your day with breaking news with Maggie Hunter. Traffic and weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker, and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Hear the latest on your favorite local teams with Gary Stein on sports and the unique perspective of executive producer Kristen Agrick. We are Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. Call in number after the show, or you can text 410-530-2400. I was talking with a couple of agents who lived outside of Baltimore, outside of Maryland, and we were describing our cities, and one lived in Florida and one lived in South Carolina, and of course I'm here in Baltimore, and we were talking about what are some of the things that are unique to Baltimore. And some of the things that I said is that Baltimore is known for its charm, its history, the cobblestone streets that you'll see, the painted screens along the homes throughout Baltimore tell their own story. When we're talking about Baltimore City, it boasts the longest row of row houses in the country, and that's a unique style. Now, what's the difference between a row house and a townhouse? Well, I think practically you can sell a townhouse for more money than you can a row house. Row houses and townhouses basically are the same, other than maybe the age of them. The row houses downtown have the brick fronts and the marble steps. That's what we think of. And then other things that about Baltimore that we were comparing, we've got that giant flag that waves proudly by the harbor, reminding us of Baltimore's rich past. Each of these elements adds the city's character, making it a wonderful place to explore and enjoy. Have any of you, if, I'm wondering if any of you out there have or had the painted screens. What was interesting, they differentiated the houses as you were walking by, but the other things that the painted screens allowed is that you could leave your front door open because from the outside you could not see in to the home, but from in the inside you got the breeze and you got to be able to look outside. Some people started painting their window screens with flowers, with sailboats, with birds. And again, it's not just for looks. It's a clever way to keep nosy eyes away while you're letting in the fresh air, because I think when people were painting screens and living in row houses, I think air conditioning probably was not the norm. Anybody out there who has this or has some photos of the painted screens? I found that these gals that I was were talking to in Florida and in North Carolina both were fascinated by the fact they'd never heard of these painted screens. I don't think you'll find new ones anymore, but I think only in Baltimore would we take that practical idea, make it colorful, make it fun, and kind of making the streets of Baltimore into a cheerful art gallery. There is a website that you can check out the painted screens of Baltimore, and I just found it fascinating. Also, the other fascinating thing that I think about downtown Baltimore are the cobblestone streets down in Fells Point. The only problem is they're great to look at. They are not easy to walk in unless you've got some comfortable padded shoes on. Don't think about walking cobblestones with high heels on. And hundreds of years ago, they were brought over from the ships and put here. They are real. They're not polished. And I think that's what makes it so special. Again, you want to know more about that? Check out Cobblestone Streets in Baltimore, all on the web. Be fun to hear what you think about it, whether you grew up with them, whether you loved them or not. And then again, we were talking about the row houses. It has the longest, Baltimore has the longest row of these houses in the world. They stretch for miles. If you stroll through the neighborhoods, you'll see that each have their own personality. Some doors are painted bright colors. Others have cute wreaths or little gardens. And those tiny porches, you can't help but wonder about the stories that were shared there. It shows that Baltimoreans really care about their community and the style of their homes. Go ahead, check the web. Check out the longest row of row houses. You'll find it in Baltimore. And don't forget about this very famous story that put Baltimore on the map, and that we're talking about the Star Spangled Banner. That's where the War of 1812, they watched the bombardment at Fort Henry, and that's where our flag came from. I do hear the music. It is time to say farewell for this week. Again, Margaret Rome, all about real estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.